Hello there.
Hello.
Welcome to the Low Budgets Podcast, Over the Phone Edition, coming at you live from the powers of the internet.
We have, well, at least I have. I have finally found a more comfy seat.
I still haven't yet.
Of course.
Still an awkward, uncomfortable seat.
Yes, we are the Low Budgets. I'm a ginger and he's a random person. Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. This time we're coming at you through technological marvels.
So, also known as a phone.
Yeah.
That's a technological marvel. It probably is.
Yeah, so thank you, Anchor, for whatever you've been doing. We're not quite sure.
We don't know what you've been doing.
How's your life been?
My life has been eventful. It really hasn't. I've had a long day today.
Why have you had a long day today? Explain for the listeners out there.
Well, first off, there's 24 hours in a day. I've lived, 20 of them so far, and that's kind of long.
It's quite long.
Quite long.
Yes.
So, how has your life been?
Yes, how has it been? It's been decent. I've been quite deceased, as they say.
Quite deceased.
Not a little bit deceased. Not very deceased. Just quite deceased.
Can you just imagine that on a post-mortem? Like, they've checked the body, and they've just come to the conclusion that he's quite deceased.
Doctor, we have come to the conclusion this patient is deceased. I am Sherlock Holmes, and I declare this patient quite deceased.
You declare that patient?
Patient.
That patient. So, yeah, what are we going to get up to today?
What are we going to get up to today? Well, we're going to start off with the first segment of the set.
Technical difficulties, please stand by.
Please stand by whilst I sort my brain out. Now, the first segment of the day, or the night, whenever you're viewing this, listening to this, is big questions with even bigger answers.
And bigger fonts.
Now, the most important question plaguing our society, do you think aliens exist?
Probably. In fact, probably. I know that for a fact. My brother exists, and he's an alien.
He is. What makes your brother quite an alien, then?
Well, he always claims stuff like, when I die, Phil is going to come to me on his UFO and beam me back up.
Well, that sounds like, some alien dialogue.
Exactly. And don't ask me who Phil is.
Who's Phil?
No. I don't know.
Who's Phil? No. Now.
Yeah, Phil is no. No.
Do you know any riddles? This is a big important question.
Do I know any riddles?
Yes.
Probably. But
Thank you for that.
I can't be bothered to think of anything. I need a good riddle. Like, I know, like, awful ones, but not good ones.
Tell us an awful 3.5 minute mark riddle.
Okay, maybe I lied.
Okay, maybe he doesn't have any riddles, and in which case that's quite disappointing.
What is our obsession with the word quite, honestly? We were quite amusing, quite deceased, and quite whatever you just said, which I completely forgot.
That's quite annoying, that is. But, I did that quite slowly. Moving on. What's something you really resent?
Something I really resent?
Yes, you quite resent, as one might say.
People driving. Like, coming from me.
Yes, I hate people that drive.
Yes, same, especially when they don't use their indicators.
Oh, that is quite annoying. I can understand the point of view there.
Exactly. It's so annoying. It's just, use your indicators, please.
Yeah, well, thanks for giving us a bit of an indication on that matter.
What is wrong with you today?
I don't quite know. Now, something I resent. I resent roast dinners.
What?
No, I have a valid reason for this. I love roast dinners, but I resent them because sometimes people like to do them too often. Like, my nan has a strange obsession. My nan has many strange obsessions. Some of them being horses, purple scarves, having several packets of chewing gum about her persons, and a fear of large and small spaces. But yes, anyway, she has a strange obsession with making us roast dinners all the time, and I've kind of got sick of them. Like, we'll turn up at our house at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and she'll be like, dinner's ready? And I'll be like, it's 3 o'clock, and she'll be like, yeah. Yeah, it is, and I've made you a roast dinner. And I'm like, it's not dinner. Grow up. You're 90. No, she's not 90, she's like 60.
I was going to say, if your nan's 90 years old, that's kind of worrying.
Yeah, she looks it.
Oh.
Elvis has entered
rest,
the building.
Rest in peace, Charlie.
Rest in peace, Elvis Presley. Also, rest in peace, Whitney Houston.
Right. On that note, B-flat.
What about that?
We're
note?
Going... Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
another question, please.
Another question. What are you interested in that most people aren't?
There's this app called Flight Radar 24.
Right, prepare and yourself.
I'm obsessed with it.
Fasten your seatbelts. The nearest exits are at the back hand side of the plane. This is going to be a long one.
And by the wings.
I said side of the plane. The side of the plane is the wings.
Not necessarily.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
All exits are at the side.
The side of the plane could be anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And abiding by your logic, like from previously, there are no sharp edges on a plane, meaning that technically it's all just one side.
No, there is sharp edges on the wings.
There aren't.
The wings.
No, they're not sharp edges.
Well, they're not curved, are they?
They are curved, you prat.
Wings aren't curved on a plane.
They are!
They're not, otherwise it wouldn't be able to fly.
No, they are curved.
Yes, they aren't curved, exactly.
No, they are!
They're absolutely right. I've got pictures of planes up now. The wings, yeah, the wings, I can confirm, and you can confirm, if you've got pictures of planes up, the wings are definitely not curved, and they are, like, there's flat bits which are sharp.
I just searched up planes, and then, you know, the Disney movie, Planes, came up.
Yeah, I got a poster for Airplane.
Brilliant.
Oh, well, there's a picture of Nigel Farage's plane crash.
Okay, look, here's one. What's that? Is that a Cessna? That looks like a Cessna. It's one side.
No, it's not.
Abiding by your logic.
No, it's not.
Abiding by your logic and your logic only, it's one side.
No, it's not. That was never my logic. What about the tail at the back?
The tail... Technical vocabulary with Charlie.
The fin.
The tail at the back.
Whatever it's called. The fin.
I don't know what it's called. Hence, I'm not referring to it by name.
The vertical stabilizer or the rudder?
I like it. My brother's literally in the room next to me, and he knows practically everything about planes.
Yeah, I've got up plane diagrams. It's the vertical stabilizer, the big thing that sticks up at the back. There's another poster for the Airplane movie under Airplane diagrams.
Right, next.
Next.
Okay.
Questions. What's the funniest joke you know?
Oh, crud.
No? Okay.
You're such a prat. My favourite joke? I don't know.
You must have one.
Okay, yes. Yes, I do. This is only my favourite joke because it's like so up my street. But that's not part of it, by the way. It was Frankie Boyle's mock of the week, and it was the answer is 60,000. What is the question? Frankie Boyle said, "How many points is my Polish cleaner's name worth in Scrabble?"
I remember that,
and I just thought it was absolutely
that
hilarious.
Is worth one of these. A badunce.
Even though it's not a pun.
Yeah,
well, you can only use them in puns.
No, you can't. You can use
them in puns.
Yes! Fair point.
Thank you.
I see what we're saying now. But I've got a joke, because you mentioned street, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Scotland Yard, they found an actual street in Britain called Quality Street, But there's only one man who lives up it. He's both Turkish and delightful.
That's horrible.
It's not that bad.
It is.
I heard a good joke the other day. But we'll come to that later in our joke segment. Now, for the next question.
I heard you type on a keyboard. Did you literally just add that to the running order?
Yep, I added it to the running order.
Brilliant.
What's the most ironic thing you've seen happen?
Most ironic? Crud, irony. I don't know.
You
probably
don't.
Simon Cowell judging talent.
Yeah, that is quiet.
It's kind of ironic.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite disturbed by the fallacy of a thing. The most ironic thing I've seen happen, it happened to me. Basically, when we were in France, we were canoeing along a 5-kilometer river in canoe, like kayaks. And my dad and my brother were in one, and I was in another one. And we were approaching these rapids, and they went really fast into the rapids, and they smashed into a huge rock, and their like kayak turned over, and they fell in, and all the stuff fell out, right?
Brilliant.
And we lost like the bag with our phones in it, but luckily we found it underwater. Mm. But it was fine because it's waterproof. And then I was laughing the whole time. I was like, "Ah, look at them!" And I was like, "Oh, I can miss that." So I just started to turn to get around the rock, and then I crashed into it headfirst.
Brilliant.
After I'd said, "Yeah, I'm gonna definitely avoid that."
Famous last words, eh?
Yeah. It's not good.
No.
It's not a good sign for...
Not
for me. I'm trying.
You try.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Nice. Oh,
yeah. Right. It is time for the next and final question. What problem are you currently grappling with?
What problem am I currently grappling with?
Yep.
I don't know. Straight up, I have problems. Like, not too many problems, but problems nonetheless. So not problems how you think they're problems, just problems. And have fun trying to solve that problem.
Oh, no. That was really bad.
That was so bad.
That was really bad. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. The low budget's the comedy group with the worst joke makers ever.
Yeah, what have we come to? What have we come to?
These stupid... I blame the podcasts.
I blame the podcasts.
Mm. Anchor made us horrible joke makers.
Yeah. Right. That was the last question, the big questions. Now it's time for unwarranted opinions on random topics. Have you got a topic?
Have I got a topic?
Yes.
No. I have.
What is your topic?
The Tour de France.
What about it annoys you or you have an unwarranted opinion on?
I just find it weird. Why call it the Tour de France?
Because they're when going around France.
No, like, okay, maybe that's not the best place either. But, like, they're bikes, and they've got all this, like, policing stuff, and they shut all the roads off, but the bikes can't overtake the police cars. So what's the point of racing?
Because it's still who's closest to the police cars, technically, if you're putting it like that.
Yeah, I know, but say the people doing the Tour de France...
Yeah.
I don't know, for whatever reason, wanted to commit a crime, then...
They could.
What's the point of the... It's just weird.
It's pacemakers.
Like it's when it... weird. And it goes back to that joke about French tanks having rear-view mirrors. It's like the police are just constantly looking out their rear-view mirrors because they're not going to see anything in front of them.
Well...
Roads are closed and everything.
Well...
Yeah?
Remember the Boston Marathon bombing? It's probably because of that they don't want something similar to happen to a bike race.
That is true. I did not think of that.
Yeah. So it's probably for safety and because they're pacemakers, technically, because no one can cycle faster than the fastest cyclists, but people can run faster than the average marathon runners, so that's why they have pacemakers in a marathon, but cars were a bike race. 10 out of 10 confirmed facts and knowledge.
Fair enough. Next topic.
Yeah. Next topic. I have something that annoys me and I've got an unwarranted opinion on.
And that is?
Do you know what it is?
No.
Do you know what it... Brace yourself. Brace yourself. English literature, GCSE.
Oh!
Because...
Okay, yeah, let's hear your opinion on it.
Because it's all well and good to say, yep, analyse the text, do the da da da, but who is going to remember that and why do you need to know it? If you ask Robert Louis Stevenson about every inch and detail of his book without him seeing the book, he probably wouldn't know, even though he writes it, because no one remembers that much, because people aren't designed for that. And English teachers say, well, I can do it, so you can. No, you can't do it. You have an annotated copy of the text in front of you when we're annotating it and doing it from scratch. You've been teaching the same course for 10 years.
Yes. Here's my opinion on it all. It's ridiculous. You spend like a 2 or 3 year course studying, what, three texts and 15 poems.
Yeah,
and then you get ridiculous. Then you get graded. Say you get a 9. And then you get your job interview is, oh, look, he got a 9 in English literature. He must be good. Actually, no, he got a 9 in English literature. He must be good at analysing those 3 books and 15 poems and at probably nothing else.
And what if you don't remember it? Like, I'm good at sort of picking up stuff and analysing it in class when we're doing it. But in exams, sometimes my brain just forgets everything. And it's a memory thing. I'm usually very good with memory, but in a pressured situation like that, how are you supposed to remember anything at all?
And while we're on this subject, here's my unwarranted opinion on exam invigilators.
Yes.
They're horrible. They're so ridiculous. They're inconsiderate. Or at least, you know, the ones that I've had are.
Of them was nice, who gave me a water when I had my cough, but she was a bit angry about it. Can I just point out that every time I have an important exam, I always have the worst cough in the world.
Brilliant.
And you can vouch for that because everyone hears it.
In my citizenship GCSE, I had 2 exam invigilators standing right behind me talking. They weren't even whispering.
Yeah.
They were full on talking.
And I had freaking Sid Nandula's mum behind me, smelling like whatever she smelled like, probably curry, in a sari, just standing there going, don't talk. When I'm not talking, I'm coughing.
Brilliant.
Also, I have a complaint about an exams officer. We're not going to name names because I actually don't know her name. But can I just point out she looks like a cucumber?
That's probably not the sort of thing you want to say here, Charlie.
No, it's not. But I'm not going to make it descript at all. Because she's a nice woman. But sometimes she was a bit annoying when I had my cough. And I didn't really like... She was like, can you stop coughing? And I was like... I can't really, can I? Because I'm dying over here. If you were dying, you wouldn't stop coughing because you would literally die. Do you know what?
Quote Charlie Hill's 2018.
Yeah. Me dying in an exam would be more malpractice than me coughing in an exam.
Well,
any other topics?
Any other topics?
Dun, dun, dun.
Sorry, can I talk about... I just want to talk about this. I read about it in back in June. But yes. The Colombian press is weird.
Why is it weird?
Because they always side with Argentina.
Yeah.
And, like, they completely just, like, oh, England's terrible.
Yeah, and?
It's weird. Like, stop... I don't understand.
Will, I have an accurate audience reaction coming from you live. Just listen to this, what the audience member has to say about your rant.
Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up.
That was an audience member telling you to shut the hell up.
Can we administrate that audience member to hospital? I think they have a very severe voice problem there. Yeah.
Also, here's another audience member with their input. I'm not quite sure how that was helpful, but thank you, audience member number 2.
Yep, yeah, why not?
Yeah, and can we hear that in an instant replay? Instant replay.
Not quite a replay, but...
There we are. Whee!
No, not we. Wah!
Wah! References!
That very few of you will probably get.
Yeah. Now it's time for a new segment called Word of the Week, where we pick a word of the week from a book by Caroline Taggart.
Probably not the most trusted thing.
No, but it's a book called 500 Words You Should Know. So,
okay, fair enough.
Starting now, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
All right. Pick a number between 1, 2, 3, Cross. 4, 5, 6, or 7.
Or.
Pick a number between 1 to 7.
2. Damn it, that's really weird. Did I say T-W-O or T-O?
Yes, T-W-O.
Fair enough.
And the second word on the page is vociferous.
Vociferous?
Yes. Clamorous, loud, particularly in protest against something, or e.g. a vociferous group of demonstrators might, for example, make vociferous objections.
Malpractice!
Yes, so, row after row, they'll grow vociferous. Fair Give enough. Us the old... Complete the lyric.
Oh, no, I'm...
Razzled, yeah. It's a line from Razzle Dazzle, that classic.
That classic. Very few of you will probably get.
Yes. Now, it's time for the longly anticipated Can You Guess What Segment It Is?
Go on, Paul Browning, it's up to you now.
What segment is it? Paul Browning, can we hear your answer?
It's the $1 million question.
He's not there. He tuned out. Right. What is the next segment, Will? Can you guess?
Is it the verb segment?
No.
Is it the adjective segment?
You're so close, yet so far.
Is it the curry segment?
No, it's not the curry segment.
The noun segment!
It's the noun segment! The long-awaited noun segment.
We need, like, a custom celebration sound effect.
Right, I've got one. Now, presenting the noun segment.
Where we generate groups of nouns and we give our opinions on all of them.
Yep. Wait, I think I've got an opening stinger.
Don't you know that smoking can kill you?
The noun segment.
Pull the trigger and... Wow.
Or... That.
Nice sound effect from Star Wars there.
Is it?
Pretty sure. Devil. Oh my gosh. Flight Radar 24 has a website.
Flight Radar 24 has a website coming in. But now it's time for the best part of the series, the noun segment.
Da-da.
Don't you know that smoking can kill you?
There's our stinger for the noun segment. Right. The first noun of the week, backpack. Backpack.
Necessary.
No, it's not. Use a holder.
Yes, it is.
Backpacks are too small and they never fit everything in it and they always stretch and then they break. Use a
holder. Go make your own backpack then.
Use a holder. I'd like to see you try. Use a holder or a suitcase. Now, next noun, position.
I'm in a weird place with that one.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know your stance on this one. But,
My one was better.
Don't you know that smoking can kill you?
I don't know where that sound is from. Now, next noun, sofa.
Not necessary.
Nope, necessary.
No!
Why is a sofa not necessary then? Come
Just
on.
Just buy a mattress.
Yeah, but
you
how
just
would...
slap it down.
Yeah, but you want to be higher than that, don't you? A mattress is like, you have to buy
well,
a bed
well,
as
buy
well.
Buy four mattresses then.
And put them on top, but that would be unstable. A sofa's designed
okay,
so you can sit on
it. Okay, then buy a full-on bed, put mattress on the bed, and now you've got, you know...
That's how beds work. and they don't have backs the right way round for a sofa, do they? No, because they're two separate things. They are completely necessary.
No.
Yes, because a sofa is defined as... Well, let's find the definition for a sofa. I don't know if there's going to be a definition for a sofa. A sofa is a long upholstered seat with a black with a back and arms for two or more people. So
sofa.
Yeah, we get it.
Sofa.
Good, because you know that sofas are absolutely necessary, aren't they, Will?
Don't you know that smoking can kill you?
Why are you so obsessed with that?
I'm not. It's just become our stinger because it's the only tab I have open. Now, next noun, wash tub. That's a good word.
Wash tub.
Wash tub.
Not necessary. Get a bath.
Yes. Wash tubs are outdated. I agree with you.
Finally.
Yay. We have a first. And now, for the celebration sound effect. Thank you. The next noun. This is an absolutely amazing word. Aardvark. Aardvark.
Aardvark.
Not necessary. Get a better animal.
No, let's... no. No, because there was that TV program that aired years ago. It was like the Pink Panther show, but instead there was the Pink Panther and the thing, and then there was the ant and the aardvark.
Yeah, wasn't there like an aardvark kind of like thing?
Yeah, it was blue.
No, there was Alf, wasn't it?
Oh, no.
Let's have a look. Alf was about, I don't know if he's an aardvark, but just look up Alf and you'll see what I mean.
Fair enough.
Yeah, oh no, he was an alien life form. Who looks like an aardvark.
You prat.
Right, moving on rather swiftly then.
Fair enough.
Basket.
What?
Basket. Pins on baskets. Basket?
It's okay, I guess. Get a high quality basket.
They get the job done and they look quite nice in villages, especially Scottish rural villages in the Dales, the Yorkshire Dales. I accidentally drove through the Yorkshire Dales once. We didn't mean to. But
how can you accidentally drive through the Yorkshire Dales?
We did. We were trying to get to Scotland and we took a wrong slip road and we ended up driving 3 hours extra than we needed to through the entirety of the Yorkshire Dales.
Fair enough. Well, it's the 28th minute mark, so time for the worst joke of the podcast.
Are you ready for the joke?
Well, any TV program about beavers will be the best damn show you'll ever see in your life.
That's really bad.
It's awful.
Yep, right. I've got a worse joke.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. My art teacher asked me to pencil draw two portraits of the beautiful life model for an examination. I did three and rubbed one out when he wasn't looking. Badum tus. So, back to the noun segment.
Don't you know that smoking can kill you?
I don't know what that is. It's gonna give
I'm struggling to see how you find it so funny.
I don't know. Opinions on choice. Women shouldn't have it. Next.
What?
I'm joking. It was a joke. It was a joke. Now, mum, go make me a sandwich.
Downright misogyny.
Downright misogyny. Now, yeah, it was a joke. Now, go make me a sandwich, mum.
Oh.
Have you sit? Tangent time. We don't have a tangent theme. Our tangent theme is...
goes round in circles.
The tangent time. Now, tangents. Will, you might know of a little app that's gracing the internet called TikTok.
And?
TikTok, formerly known as Musical.ly. Now, TikTok...
It's worth $75 billion.
Yep. It's a disgrace to all humankind, where young girls and young boys act out to audio clips that already exist, and it's rubbish, and it's very popular. But now, TikTok, there's saviours of TikTok, the trolls of TikTok, who react to videos in a duet with stupid memes, and it's actually quite funny, that's why I have the app. But TikTok has gone full circle and has reset the history cycle. Now, every girl on TikTok who does it for a meme basically makes the joke that they don't have any rights and they belong in the kitchen and they should go make them a sandwich. Because it's gone full circle. And it's like anti-women's rights, but for the like girls on TikTok, it's really funny.
Did you call this tangent time just because you would say going full circle?
Yeah. Well, no, but no.
What? I'm not sure how my audio sounded, though. I had my phone in the complete wrong place trying to hear you.
I think it sounded fine. So that was tangent time.
Huzzah!
Tangent time on BBC. Unless you have any other tangents to add?
Well, yes, actually, I do have a tangent to go on.
Then we need the tangent. We need the tangent theme first.
Okay, tangent time.
Tangent time.
So, okay. So I've got a minute to tell you this. I don't know why, but I have a minute to tell you this.
Allons-y.
It's awareness about alcohol and how you should not drink alcohol, but I don't have much time to tell you this. So, oh my gosh, look how much time we've wasted already. Now, speaking about wasting time, there was this time a couple of years ago. I think I'm going on a tangent here, but bear with me. That's as far as I got.
Yep. And less tangent time, more of this.
I can't take it anymore!
We reenact Rowan Atkinson bits.
What?
You just reenacted a Rowan Atkinson bit, didn't you?
Not necessarily.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Prove it.
How can I prove it?
Exactly. You can't prove it. You were reenacting Rowan Atkinson.
This isn't an argument. This is simple contradiction.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. The roles have reversed. That was reenacting Rowan Atkinson bits. Now, back to the noun segment.
Don't you know that smoking can kill you?
Stop it!
It's just really stupid. Now, opinions on rabbis.
Not necessary.
Why are rabbis not necessary?
Their eyes are a bit rabbed.
That was not funny, that was awful. Now, rabbi music time. Are you ready for this? It's a Duracell advert.
Duracell powered by up to 48 hours extra charge.
Sponsored by Duracell. We're not. Please sponsor us.
Could power us up big time.
Now I'm gonna narrate the description.
This is awful. This music is...
The description for this is Russian Jewish folk song. I'm going to narrate you a story. This is a song about Jewish rabbis. That's it, it's done. Now.
Thank God.
Back to the noun segment.
Don't you know that smoking can kill you?
Yay! Well, what's your opinions on agendas?
I don't have time for this.
What's your opinion on ballparks?
Rolling out of fashion, really.
Yeah, well, something in that general area. We went for two different meanings of the word, didn't we?
Yep.
Opinions on sympathy? Not necessary.
I don't feel bad for it at all, really.
No,
not
me.
Necessary.
Not necessary. Sympathy. Right, we're getting rid of sympathy. Sympathy, you have been killed.
Oh.
Man.
There we are. Right. Opinions on gallbladders. What?
What?
I think, right, we're going to search it up, but we're going to do Price is Right rules here. Guess what a gallbladder is, and the closest one to it wins. I haven't got the tab open yet.
A ghost's bladder.
Clever idea. I'm thinking it's spelt G-A-L-L, and my granddad had gallstones, and I'm
pretty You could have told me it was G-A-L-L.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they're related, so it's probably something like gallstones in the bladder or the stomach, right? And I might be really wrong here, but let's see. It's a thing. It just stores bile.
So, I mean, that stores bile. That's disgusting.
Yep, underneath the abdomen.
Necessary?
No, gallbladder's necessary. Otherwise, yeah. You get killed. Right. Opinions on... Should we generate some new ads? Opinions on corsage. What's corsage?
This is going places.
A corsage is a small bouquet on flower worn on a women's dress.
Do you For God's sake, this, the spelling is messing me up here, because I can't see...
Oh, did you think it was an, it's like an actual course? Oh, okay.
C-O-U-R-S-E.
Yeah. No, which is no. Opinions on tribes. Necessary hundreds of years ago, not necessary now.
No, we're kind of, yeah.
Yeah, right, what were you going to say?
I was just going to group together some stuff, but yeah, don't worry about it.
What was the thing you were going to group together?
Tribes.
Tribes. What about tribes?
I was going to group them together.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. But...
You can thank me later.
Yes, but... Now it's time for my recommendations of the week.
Have you stood this close to Danny Dyer Sr. before?
Sorry, that's an advert. I clicked on the wrong thing. It's time for my recommendations. Are you ready for my recommendations?
Not particularly.
This week I can recommend to you to watch the Bill Wirtz video, The History of Everything.
For God's sake, that's like 6 months old, isn't it?
Yeah, and you can back me up on it, because some people haven't seen it, and it's really good because we're talking about tribes. I feel it's just really good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a really good video. Oh my gosh, it's over a year old now.
Yeah, it is, but it's really good.
It's a very good video.
It's informative and it's very funny. That was my recommendations.
20 minutes well spent.
That's the stinger for my recommendation.
We're not going to remember these stingers for next week, are we?
No, it's just the opening. No. South Africa is going to be completely different each week. So, if you're quite confused next week, we know why. Because... Yes, that's not a stinger. Right. Should we do the last set of nouns to have opinions on?
Yes, new set of nouns.
Opinions on Jeeps.
Jeeps, not necessary.
Not necessary. I hate people who have 4x4s and off-road vehicles in urbanised towns such as Wickford, Billericay, Essex and London. It's not necessary. Take it when you need it.
No, while we're on the subject of this, do you know what annoys me?
What?
When people buy smart cars and they don't like parallel park, they just drive in it like it's a parking space on the side of a road.
Oh...
That really annoys me, because their length does not equal a standard car's width.
Yeah.
And it's really annoying.
Do you know what I hate as well? People who have auto park in their cars, specifically women, because I know my mum does this. She has auto park feature in her car, which means the car parks it for her, right? But she insists on not using it and failing a parallel parking because she's too scared of doing it. So therefore, we have to park 20 minutes away and walk all the way down to Frinton, even though we don't never go Frinton, because she can't park in Frinton, because she can't be bothered to use the auto park feature, which is safe and
comfortable,
and parks for her.
Okay, well, tell your mum, if you go to Walton on the Naze and drive down the beachfront, you'll get to this bit, which is like a big centre, and there's a lot of parking there.
We drove from Walton to Frinton looking for a parking space.
Yeah, I know. We've kind of done that, but we only just entered Frinton.
And then we drove to, what's it called? What's the place? Beginning with Tilbury.
Tilbury?
Yeah, I don't know how we got to Tilbury, but we ended up in Tilbury. And we were like, oh, we're at Tilbury. My granddad grew up here.
Nice.
So that was lit. Opinions on sociology.
Fair enough.
Opinions on sociology?
Sorry, I didn't catch the opinions. Yeah, do it.
Yeah, well, it's been on my mind quite a lot. Yeah, opinions on... This is going to be the... Do you want this to be the last noun?
Yeah, why not?
Opinions on pavilions.
Opinions on pavilions.
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? They're
why not?
Not necessary, but we've got two of them outside our assembly hall, even though our line doesn't go under any of the pavilions.
Mm.
Which makes me sad. That was the noun segment with apt sound effects such as...
Don't you know that smoking can kill you?
And our theme for the week...
This is the first time you've played that song this podcast, you prat.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, no. What are we doing?
You played Toto Africa. Was that for the tangent segment?
Yeah, that was for the tangent segment.
Okay, fair enough. But well, any last thoughts or topics you'd like to discuss?
Thoughts or topics? I think we should do quick fire joke round.
Oh, for crud's sake.
Yes, right. Have you got a quick fire joke?
Not particularly. You can go first.
Not particularly for a quick fire joke. Right. I've got a quick fire joke. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Quick fire joke. Let me just, think of a quick fire joke. Right. I have a quick fire joke that I meant to send you the other day, but I was saving for this. My butcher only sells steaks in weights of 7, 11, 13, and 17 ounces. He insists they all have to be prime cuts.
Ouch.
That wasn't that bad, but I thought of it and I was like, I've got to send that to you. And I was like, no, we can put it on the podcast.
Okay. Here's one. What's the difference between Donald Trump and a worm?
What?
One of them is slimy, is a slimy, loathsome creature incapable of complex thought, and the other one shows up when it rains. Hey.
Oh, I hate the fact he did that. It's disgraceful.
Yep.
Right. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. I'm ready.
The newest awful joke of the week. Liam Neeson makes the best jellies. He has a very particular skill of sets.
Ouch. You know, in the primordial Earth, when humans, well, primal, I guess, when humans started developing language, the English alphabet, there was only 25 letters. Nobody knew why.
Oh, God.
Well, I think that's about time to wrap it up on that awful note.
Yes, on that A-flat. Awful... Yeah. Wait, second I've got one podcast. To finish in.
For Christ's sake, yeah, what is it?
If I had a pet impala, I'd call him Vlad. No, why? That was really bad.
Vladimir
Putin!
Well, thank you very much for listening, everybody.
Thank you very much for listening to this over-the-phone miracle podcast.
The audio probably sounds awful.
Yes, but we hope you enjoyed it. And now, to play us out, here's Ween. We're going to get down for copyright. We're not going to do that.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, right.
Well, thank you very much for listening. I won't say watching this time.
No, don't say that again.
No, listening.
Yep.
And we hope you all tune in next time.
Yeah.
This is a goodbye from me.
And a goodbye from me. Goodbye.